بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters at home, tonight we will be listening to Surah Al-Ma'idah, the sixth juz of the Holy Quran. Al-Ma'idah means a table with food, table spread. We find that the disciples of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Hawariyun, they requested him and asked Allah to send down a table spread, food that we will enjoy. It'll be a sign that you are a true Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, this surah has been given the name of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses many, many laws pertaining sharia. Allah ta'ala talks about theft, burglary, theft, the crime for stealing. Allah ta'ala talks about, Allah opens the surah with, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. Allah talks about contracts, and we should fulfill our contracts. Yesterday we spoke about amana, trust. And Allah speaks about different types of animals which are halal and those which are not permissible for us to consume. Many other aspects have been discussed in the surah, but Allah also talks about in the surah the story of Habil and Qabil. Habil and Qabil were the sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Prior to this discussion of Habil and Qabil, we find that the Yahud and the Nasara, the Ahlul Kitab, as we say, Ahlul Kitab refers to the Yahud and Nasara, they were very proud of their ancestry. And they felt, and they would claim, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. We are the chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And despite our wrongdoings, we are still superior to others and we'll be pardoned, and for us, we don't have to worry about anything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonishes them, and Allah brings this incident of Habil and Qabil in between to show that, see, even though you may feel that you are chosen people, and why they felt that, because especially the Bani Israel, they were children of many Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. So in their ancestry, there were many Anbiya, and they felt we are chosen people. We are special people, we are superior, so we can do wrong, there's no problem, there's no harm in it. And Allah talks about Habil and Qabil. We find the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, for procreation to exist, Allah had a system, a special system. And that was when Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam would give birth, he would give birth to twins, a boy and a girl. So each time she gave birth to a boy and a girl, then they would be paired. The boy from this, from one birth, he will marry the girl from the other. From the other one when she gives birth. Like that, that boy will get married to this girl. And when it came to Habil and Qabil, Habil had to marry Qabil's sister and Qabil had to marry Habil's sister. It so happens that Habil's sister is not good looking, she's not attractive, and Qabil is not too happy. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam explains to him, begs him, tries to make him understand that listen, this is the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to listen. He refuses. So then Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam tells me, okay, that both of you put forward some sadaqah, some qurban. Allah says, وَطْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنِي آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah tells Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that inform them properly with haq, with certainty, the story of Adam alayhi salam's two sons, Habil and Qabil. And they both came with whatever sadaqah they had. Habil brought a nice beautiful ram, and Qabil brought his crops, whatever he had. And a means or a sign to show that any person's sadaqah was accepted, a fire would come and devour that particular sadaqah that they put forward. And so Habil's ram was consumed by the fire. This was indicating to the fact that now he is fine and he will marry the girl that he is supposed to marry. And Qabil has to marry Habil's sister. He becomes very angry. He says, قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. He tells his brother, his blood brother, I will kill you. He says, I've done nothing wrong. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts from the person who is muttaqi, who is Allah fearing. I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, Qabil kills him. Ulama say this is because of hasad, jealousy. This is the result of jealousy. The person will even go to that extent and kill the person who is jealous of. And so he kills him. And after killing him, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He lost his blood brother in this dunya. In the akhirat, he'll be punished very severely. In the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every single killing that took place in this world, any person who was killed unjustly, Qabir will also bear the brunt of it, because he was the first person to initiate unjust killing in this world. So he will also suffer the consequence of it in the hereafter. And then Allah Ta'ala sends down a crow to show him how to bury his brother, because he did not know what to do with the corpse of his brother. And he became full of regret that he did not even know how to bury his brother, when Allah brought a crow, and the crow had another crow that was dead, and it begins to dig into the ground and it buries the fellow crow, and then he realizes, this is what I should do. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the Bani Israel and showed the Yahud and Nasara that, listen, even though you may be from the progeny of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, you still have to be a muttaqi. You still have to have iman in Allah and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, you can be a direct child of a Nabi, a son of a Nabi, and it still could lead to your perdition if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.